Welcome to the download edition of World Business Report, the Wall Street update on Friday the 24th of June with Fergus Nicol. Wall Street ended a turbulent day firmly in negative territory with the Dow Jones down 600 points or 3.4%, the biggest one-day fall in almost 5 years. Chris Lowe is with FTN Financial in New York.
I think two takeaways today. The first one is, for what it's worth, analysts did get it right. In the unlikely event the UK votes to leave, which turned out to be not so unlikely, traders are going to take off risk. And the reason is, you know, when you think about a portfolio and you might have hundreds of investments, trying to figure out which ones are truly at risk from this decision and which are safe is just not something you can do quickly. So the instinct is to dump risk assets, which means commodities, it means equities, and it means corporate bonds, and park that money for the time being in treasuries, gilts, and so on. So what we saw was government bond markets gained tremendously. Interest rates, as a result, fell significantly on the day, particularly in the UK, which may be a bit counterintuitive. The banks were hit the hardest because it's almost certain they will be hurt. If you think about any large banking entity, it has operations everywhere around the world. Those that have offices in London are going to have to at least think about moving, and that could be costly and difficult in the time given. And then other safe assets, gold, for example, was had its biggest up day in a very long time. And from here, I think we start to anticipate secondary effects. And unfortunately, the losses today were so enormous, I imagine there are going to be a wave of margin calls next week, which means we probably start in the red on Monday as well.